Times reporter David Brown revealed today that Andrew Mitchell, the International Development Secretary, invested in DV3 Limited, a company that avoided millions of pounds in stamp duty. It also appears that his actions are legal. If so, David, why do we care?
It is a very complicated tax case. The first-tier tax tribunal has ruled in favour of the investment fund in which Mr. Mitchell invested in and said that it was unambiguous that they were able to pay zero stamp duty on a department store building lease which actually cost £65 million. Whether that is overturned on appeal or not, members of the general public who pay substantial amounts of money of stamp duty on their homes will wonder why this company was able to pay nothing when they have to pay thousands and on occasions tens of thousands of pounds in stamp duty when they buy their own home.
Can you expand on how much he did invest and the profit that he made?
I can't. Mr. Mitchell refuses to tell us how much he invested in these funds and the profits he made. He says he made actually a substantial loss on one of the funds. He's done nothing wrong in the sense of he's recorded all of these funds in the MP's Register of Members' Interests. He's now moved them into a blind trust, which he doesn't control. However, the electorate will want to know, how much money did he put into these funds? What was the profit they made? We've had years of very low savings rates, and there is a public interest in his actions. But he also has the right to keep his finances private, and that's a difficult balance. But in this occasion, where he's involved in trusts which were likely to cause some controversy, one of which is tied up in a very significant tax court case, many members of the electorate will want to know those details.